Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel today, the weather is warm and sunny. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, clear skies dominate. Haifa enjoys a similar sunny outlook. A gentle breeze offers some relief. It's a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that earlier this hour, the IDF killed Hezbollah terrorists in southern Lebanon and struck terror infrastructure. Also, Ynet reports that the U.S. has cleared the sale of advanced rocket systems to Israel and Qatar, part of an $8.6 billion arms package. Also this hour, Walla shares that a weapon used by the Nazis in the 1930s has been found in a Hezbollah bunker in Lebanon, alongside modern ammunition. Separately, the Times of Israel reports that two men were shot dead in central Israel today, believed to be part of a crime family feud. And finally, Axios reports on a 10-day ceasefire announced by Trump between Israel and Lebanon, a move politically sensitive for Netanyahu. Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel tweeted earlier today about the two men shot dead in central Israel, highlighting the ongoing crime family feud. Israeli activist Ayav Neri posted earlier that a police raid on a Hadash club in Umm al-Fahm is seen as a political move, accusing the police of acting as a militia. Meanwhile, Ynet News shared a story earlier today on the resilience of the Bronte sisters, who overcame poverty and loss to become literary icons. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF in southern Lebanon. According to the Jerusalem Post, the military action occurred earlier this hour. This comes after Hezbollah fired rockets at IDF soldiers. The tension at the border continues to escalate, posing potential risks for civilians in the area. Turning to the U.S. arms deal, Ynet reports that the State Department cleared a significant arms package for Israel and Qatar. It's part of a broader regional strategy to enhance defense capabilities. This move could shift the balance of power in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Walla's report on the Nazi-era weapon in Lebanon highlights concerns over Hezbollah's growing arsenal. The discovery of this historical weapon among modern arms underscores the complexity of regional conflicts. It raises questions about the sources of Hezbollah's armament. In central Israel, the Times of Israel reports a deadly shooting tied to crime families. Police are investigating links to previous violent incidents. The ongoing feud is a reminder of the challenges law enforcement faces in maintaining public safety. And finally, the Axios report on the proposed ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon marks a significant diplomatic effort. Trump's involvement suggests a broader strategy that might influence future negotiations with Iran. The impact on regional stability remains to be seen. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Rafael has signed a memorandum of understanding to purchase a factory in Germany, potentially expanding its defense capabilities with the Iron Dome. Separately, CTEC highlights a collaboration between Mekorot and NTTAU to develop a pilot facility for fusion energy. This initiative could revolutionize Israel's water infrastructure. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes a record in planning and marketing industrial areas in Israel. The government aims to boost economic growth by developing over 8,500 dunams of industrial land. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.